To run the program, you must compile it into Java bytecodes, then run the bytecodes with the Java interpreter. To do all that, find the DOS command prompt window you started up a while back. It should still be positioned in the /temp directory, or whatever directory you chose. To check that you put the source file you just created, hello.java, in the same directory that the command prompt window is using, enter the command dir *.java. You should see the file you just created listed as below. Of course, your date and time will be different, but you should see a file name, hello.java, of about 115 bytes, more or less, depending on exactly what you did with the spaces. It's helpful to do this just to be sure that your file is where you expect it. Checking the date sometimes is smart, too, to make sure you're not using an old file and that the one you just created went elsewhere. To compile the source file and create a file of bytecodes, enter the command javac hello.java. Notice that this command is javac, Java with a C, which invokes the Java compiler. If you see an error message like the following, the name specified is not recognized as an internal or external command, then the path environment variable has not been set correctly. Look at Appendix C for information about how to do this. A temporary alternative is to tell the command prompt exactly where to find javac by typing in the full path name to javac. If this is gibberish, find your friend that knows how to do this sort of stuff. Adjust the above command to match whatever directory your version of Java has been installed into. Finally, to run the program, enter the command java hello, and the program, typed out, hello world. Notice that this command is Java, Java without a C, which invokes the Java interpreter. Again, if the path environment variable for your operating system is incorrect, you can run Java by typing in the full path name to its location. After all of this, what did the Java program actually do?